with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, those were some great sides that we just covered. And we've got another guy on the line that has forgot more about cooking than I'll ever know. And who we got with us?
One of our board of directors, Chef Andy Schultz from Four Chefs. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good, Andy. Thanks, man. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you guys.
So, Andy, we're covering, you know, we've got 3-4 days when the show airs here until we get to Christmas, right? And we were just covering sides. We tend to focus on the center of the plate a lot. And so just wanted to touch base with you. If you've got a couple favorite sides that you do for the holidays, like to hear what they are and maybe a little bit how to make them.
Yeah, so a side that I like to use is like a maple bacon Brussels sprout, a crispy Brussels sprout. Ooh. So I would take the Brussels sprouts. I cut them in half. I cut the ends off a little bit, and then I steam them for like 3 minutes. And then I add oil to the pan to crisp them up. And then on, like, in the oven, I have bacon going to crisp up the bacon. And then once everything comes out, I chop up the bacon, I add the Brussels sprouts, and then I drizzle a maple balsamic vinaigrette over top. And it's to die for. People love it.
I've seen, you've done that at events. I've seen you posting pictures of that, and it makes me hungry every time I see it.
Yeah, we've been selling that a lot this last 3 weeks, and people rave about it.
So you steam them first, and then you put a little oil in the pan to get them crispy. Did I hear that?
Yep.
I think that's, to me, that's a big key to this recipe, because they're those little leaves that fall off, you want those to be just a little crunchy. I mean, it's
really
a texture
do.
Thing, man, and they always do when you've cut the little butt off them.
So
they're so good that way.
So are you going to serve it in the pan you sautéed all that in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to have it in a cast iron pan, kind of gives it a rustic look. And then I usually put some bricks on the table, and then it just kind of lifts up that the cast iron pan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob would do that in a Dutch oven, but yeah, cast iron's good.
Didn't I buy you one of those great big 22 inches?
Yeah. I use it all the time.
That's a favorite gift I get them for people all the time, because Lodge is just such a great product.
Yep, exactly. So that sounds great, Andy. What else you got, man?
So another one I've done was a smoked macaroni and cheese. So I would make my macaroni and cheese sauce. So I would start off with melt some butter in the pan, add some flour. You want equal parts of butter to flour to make a roux. You want to cook that roux for about 3 to 4 minutes until you kind of smell like a popcorn smell. And then you would add your heavy cream, and then you would add a little bit more of whole milk. And then you add your cheeses. I like to use a smoked cheddar cheese and then a smoked Gouda, and then some pepper jack cheese in there, melt it in, and then I would add my cooked noodles into that sauce and then put it into a pan and then throw it on your smoker at 225 degrees, and that smokiness adds a robust flavor as well.
So when you're doing your noodles, you're going to pre-cook those and then glaze them with butter, right, to keep them from connecting, sticking to each other? And I got to tell you all, when I did that Ghost Kitchen several years ago, Chef Andy used to drop in on me and give me little tips. And that was a lot of help when you said to oil up those macaroni before you do your cheese, because it sped up my process. And it's nice to have that stuff pre-done and in the fridge. You can just pull it out. And anyway, this guy's like a son to me, and I love him dearly.
Yeah. Anything slathered with butter is going to be good. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. And heavy cream and cheese. You can't go wrong with that around the Christmas time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, eating and going and sit and watch football. I mean, that's what this is all about after the holiday dinner.
So what other type of side would you think would be for Christmassy? Because mac and cheese, you're right, is always good. And I like the touch of smoke.
Another one would be like a scalloped potato. I've used in the past as well. So scalloped potatoes, you thinly slice Idaho potatoes. And then I like to boil my potatoes in heavy cream and milk just to pre-boil the potatoes. And then I would take that sauce and put it into the pan and then finish it in the oven. I like to top it with Gruyere cheese and just as another robust flavor on top.
So that's how you say that, Gruyere?
Yeah. Yeah.
So seasoning-wise, on a potatoes can be bland, right? Now you're doing them in milk and cream, and that's going to give them a little umami flavor, but or udaddy, whoever is cooking them. But what would you use for seasoning?
Mixture as well.
Pink sea salt.
To that.
Yes. Yeah. The little SPG, the salt, pepper, garlic. Yeah. That cures everything that ails you. Is salt,
it
pepper,
does.
Garlic. Yeah, man. Well, that's cool, Andy. So you staying in town for Christmas, or are you headed out somewhere?
I actually have my mom's side of the family coming in on Saturday, so I'm cooking for 35 family members. We're doing prime rib. We're doing a Vermont chicken. We're doing
what's a Vermont chicken?
So it's a pounded out chicken breast, sear in the cast iron skillet,
yes.
And then I make a sauce from that. So I had bacon, chicken broth, and then I will top it with shredded Vermont white cheddar cheese.
So the reason I asked you about that chicken is because that's another thing I see a lot of people doing on TikTok and Facebook and YouTube and various channels. When they're all pounding out those chicken breasts, they're putting plastic down around the thing.
Yeah,
I have an issue with that. I don't want to pound plastic into my chicken.
No?
No.
No.
So how do you flatten it, Andy? What's your way to do it? If it's with plastic, that's fine.
I use a meat mallet to pound it out.
Yep. Just on a board.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they do the plastic so it doesn't splatter.
Yeah,
and I'd rather sanitize a kitchen.
Yeah, right. Clean up afterwards, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So you're going to pound out those breasts, and then what?
And then you add the oil to the pan, get the pan nice and hot, and then you put the chicken and breasts away from you so you don't splash the oil back on yourself. So you go away from yourself.
What are you putting on that breast before you put it in there?
I marinate it in some fresh herbs. So I have thyme and rosemary and then some garlic.
Because I've seen people using panko.
Yeah, that's
no, I'm not breading this.
Okay.
I'm just doing just an herb and then straight right on in the pan of the oil.
Yep, and then it cook. You just cook it till it's done, and then again, what were the toppings that you're going to put on there after the chicken is almost done?
I use bacon, and then it's going to be a chicken broth, and then just reduce it so it's kind of like a thick consistency, and then I'll top it with a shredded Vermont white cheddar cheese.
So you're going to serve that in like a casserole dish, I mean a cake pan type of thing where it's all... Mm, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it does.
I'll take pictures and send them all over on Facebook on Saturday.
Yeah, in a to-go container would be okay.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. For the grilling.
What was your address again?
Yeah. Come
you
over.
You got 35. Two more won't matter. Come on.
Yeah. Yep. I got a nice prime rib.
Well, it's nice that you get to see your mom's family. I hope they're all well, and make sure you give your mom a hug from us.
Yeah. I will, for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. That's Chef Andy from Four Chefs Catering.
Andy, you still there?
Yep.
One last thing. Four Chefs Catering. You guys do in-home meals. You deliver meals, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Tell us just 10 seconds what that's all about. You still doing that, and is it going well?
It's going very well. So they're fully cooked meals that we prepare on Mondays, and then you can come pick them up in Caledonia at American Legion, or we deliver out to your house. We're like HelloFresh and Ship, so... We send out the menus on Tuesdays. You fill out the menu by Friday, and then we produce it all on Monday. And so they're fully cooked meals. All you have to do is heat them up in the microwave or throw them in the oven, and the meal's ready for you in 30 minutes, and it's a fresh product.
What a great idea.
Unbelievable. Yep. And this is a lot better than ordering it through the mail, I'm going to tell you that
it
right
is.
Now.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, all right. Well, Andy, take care, and happy holidays to you and your family, and thanks for making time for us.
Thank you. You as well. Happy holidays.
See Andy.
Yeah. Very cool, man. You got to try that. If you're in a busy family, he's a wonderful guy to bring you food once a week. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk some more food. And I think, who we got on the show coming, Bob?
Help me. We have Martin Earl.
Oh,
Chef
yeah,
Martin
Chef
Earl.
Yeah. Things are going to get hot now.
Thermopen.
All right. Stick with us. We'll be back.